was a fella named Willard McBain. And he only had just one thought on his brain. Every evening about midnight he'd slip off alone and call the same lady on a pay telephone. It's me again, Margaret. Hello, is this Margaret? You don't know me, Margaret, but I know you. Well, this upset the lady, gave her the blues. So she called the police, said, what shall I do? Well, the chief of detectives came around to her home and eavesdropped upon them on her upstairs phone. It's me again, Margaret. Hello, is this Margaret? I know it's you, Margaret. Are you naked? Well, I called up Ma Bell, traced him on down to a funky old phone booth on the outskirts of town. It was there that the vice squad with the field glasses red, lips of that amorous man, as he said, it's me again, Margaret. Hello, is this Margaret? I know it's you, Margaret. Wanna hear me bark like Ren Tin Tin? Well, they cuffed him and dragged him to the station downtown, and they allowed him one phone call before the jailer came round. He wet his chapped lips, cleared his young throat, and then he dialed the telephone. Softly he spoke. Me again, Margaret.
They got me, Margaret.
You ain't gonna miss me, Margaret. I know that. But I'll miss you.
And when I get out, Margaret, I'm gonna come over there with a weed eater and a live chicken. And some cool whip. We'll have a big old dive, Margaret.
Why, yes, ma'am. You can post bond right over here.
Mr. McBain, please.
That'll be $350.
And how much for those handcuffs?